The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Did this guy leave the shaft?
Live. We're live, Nick. Eventually you'll learn that.
Yeah, it's tough.
Tomorrow night, Nick is in Council Bluffs at the Third Base Bar.
Yes, Third Base Bar and Grill in Council Bluffs tomorrow night.
Doing some comedy. Friday night in Wichita.
At Barleycorns.
Saturday back in Omaha.
At Big Canvas.
Big Canvas. All right. Check out Nick's dates at Nick's Allen's is his Twitter, and NickAllen.com. Or
Nick's Allen's.
NickAllen's.com, that's right.
There's a lot of Nick Allen's.
Yeah, there are a lot of. That's a pretty common name.
Couldn't get like NickAllen.gov or.
Yeah,
no, that government has donated. EDU, no, no.
Nick Allen University?
No.
A lot of kids videos shown there.
Yeah, this coffee's heart palpitating wise. It is a little strong.
Yeah.
I only had two sips, so I think I'm done with that.
But with this new desk, you could stand if you need to. You
know, I know. I did the other day. I stood the other day for a break, but I got tired standing.
Wants to get you one of them treadmill desks?
No.
Where you're
no.
moving while
we're all
yeah.
bent. No.
There's not room.
I exercise rest other parts of the day.
There's no room.
I don't do this for exercise.
They make those little pedal things you can put under your desk.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
All of us pedaling underneath there, breathing hard while we're trying to tell dick jokes.
That would make it creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the usual stuff. Today is National Voter Registration Day.
Unless you're black or in a district we want to break up. We're going to break up. This our state wants to break up the city of Omaha.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid, because it wins. Because lefties win a lot in big cities.
We
and
can't
they hate
have that.
That.
So, yeah. So
how hard
break
that?
That up.
Right, right.
Didn't they make an adjustment when Obama won? They did some gerrymandering then.
Well, he also won when Biden just won.
Yeah.
So
I
we
know.
Can't have that.
So we got to fix that.
Can't have the big cities voting their own interest. The big cities with a multicultural situation with Hispanics and blacks and whites and gays and Asians. We can't have that.
Cannot have
we
that.
We have to vote like we're in a farm in western Nebraska. Only white people. That's how this state is run, and that's what's so crap about it. And that's why young people are leaving.
Yep.
Sorry, I get so mad when I read his articles. You
know. Yeah. Yeah, your daughter's off to college. She will not be living in this state.
She won't come
ever
back.
Again.
No, never, never. I mean, she'll come back for vacations and stuff.
But not living.
Oh, no, yeah. She's going back east.
She would still
can.
Be registered to vote here because you're not a resident.
Oh, yeah, four years of college, she can vote here. Right, right.
Yeah, but she will not be living.
No, she's not living here.
Maybe five. Some no. people take five. It's
no.
fine.
No.
Don't
people
judge
take
people.
More. Yeah. Some people take about seven.
They're called doctors.
Oh, that's
right. I know you're right.
There,
yeah. 7 years of college down the drain.
Guys that go at my pace.
Right.
Yeah, there are plenty of stupid people that take 7 years.
Yeah, there are. Right.
I dragged it up for years and years and years until I'm like, I'm just done.
Yeah.
I feel really good about my five.
You should.
I did four. Yeah. I did four.
Yeah,
but I didn't work either.
You got to have the red shirt year.
Yeah. I never wanted to take like all the classes at once. Let's spread this out.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Wide receiver Josh Gordon attempting another NFL comeback.
Yes.
With?
Who's he going with? Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. Did you see? There's a meme out there. It says Gordon showing up for Chiefs practice, and it's just a car with smoke flying out of it.
Overflowing. Yeah.
What's the over-under?
Who got hurt? Why do you need Josh Gordon?
They need a number two receiver.
Everybody needs Josh Gordon.
I know, but he's a head case. He's going to test positive.
Oh, he's got it fixed now.
Oh, now he's fixed.
You're going to get five or six games out of him.
And rehab.
He's suspended again.
Right.
Yeah.
You paid dirty again.
It's no guaranteed contract or anything. I think they bring him in, see if he can do it. If he can,
you
great.
You think he goes five or six?
I think that's about how long he's been the last
few times. I'm pretty sure they test that guy every day because of his track record.
Yeah, he's 30 now. He was suspended indefinitely by the league back in January after breaking the terms of his conditional eligibility with the Seahawks.
Nick. You're 1-2, Nick. You better do something.
That guy was so good, and he pissed it all away.
He made the Pro Bowl in 2013 and has played on and off again in the NFL and missed two full seasons due to suspensions.
What was his problem? It wasn't just weed.
It was all sorts of drugs.
Wasn't he drunk, too?
It was mostly weed.
I don't know what his drug issues were.
Stupid potheads.
I think the dude needs some help.
Yeah, he's obviously trying to get help, but he keeps failing at it. That's too bad.
Yeah, he's played 16 games one time, and that was his first year in the league.
With the Browns, right?
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
14 games, five games. Yeah. Suspended. Five games, one game.
Stupid potheads is right.
If you threw millions
work with them
at
every day,
me,
man.
I might be able to put the pot away for a while. Or at least know how to beat the test.
It's a dumb rule, but it's the rule.
That changes so
real quick. You wavered. It took you a second to waver.
Yeah.
If somebody said, listen, I think it's a stupid rule, but I also think the rule should be changed, and I like the guys who are just smoking and saying hell with you, because eventually they're going to have to change it for that reason.
Yes, they should.
For that reason, guys getting suspended is the reason they're going to have to change it. But if somebody said, here's Todd, here's $1 million this year, and contrary to popular belief, we don't make $1 million. Here's $1 million for this year. Don't get high.
Yeah, I could probably do it.
The whole year.
Hang on, wait. I'm waiting for how long it takes for you to say, or I'll try to learn to fake the test. There's no way in hell you can beat the test. Let's go with that at this point. Hypothetically, $1 million. Now, I'm not yelling at you about this, because if somebody said you can't have a drop of alcohol for 1 year for $1 million, it would be tough, but I think I could do it.
I'd give it a try.
But
I'm pretty sure
I'd have to avoid weekend drinking, which is what I really like to do. You would have to stop everyday pot use every day.
Yeah, it is kind of a reflex.
$1 million tax free. Let's go tax free too, because I know you're thinking taxes.
Okay, Okay. I could do it.
You'd have to clear the house of all pot, because there would be that day where you just forget.
You'd be smoking your hair.
It would just be habit.
Yeah, you're right.
You'd be halfway into it and go, Oh, damn it, I just blew the $1 million.
Nick, $1 million. No weed for a year.
And you'd have to.
Yeah. Now, you guys would be allowed to drink. That's a problem. I guess if they told me I couldn't drink for a year, I'd be a stoner myself.
Yeah, that you'd be.
I want to catch a buzz.
I'm assuming the weed includes edibles, too.
Yeah, it does.
Well, let's mention that to our agent as he works on our contract, that we'd be willing to work for $1 million and not smoke pot.
I think that goes for the entire room.
I can make a year without smoking pot, because I don't smoke that much pot.
Yeah, I would. I think it would be if you knew you couldn't smoke, you'd be fine. But you'd be like out somewhere, and somebody'd be like, "Hey, you want a hit of this?" You'd be like, "Oh, there's $1 million, man! I forgot."
Especially because you'd be drinking.
Yeah,
right. You'd drinking.
Have to really just be on guard the whole year.
It would be reflex.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to fight my very nature.
Right.
But I've been doing that for a long time.
That's what I'm saying.
You're losing that battle, though.
You couldn't even have any in the house. You'd have to completely clear the house of it.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't accidentally.
We'd have to let everybody you're hanging out with know, too. Be like, hey, this year, nothing.
Right.
And then they would do nothing but try to tempt you.
I'd have to wear my don't offer me pot t-shirt everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
Please don't offer me pot.
Which is a shirt. By the way, it's a shirt you don't have.
No.
You don't have the turnover chains on the sidelines, those big things. You just wear a big necklace that says, I could not smoke pot.
Yeah. Craig, a year. I know you.
Oh, yeah.
We could all use $1 million.
Yeah.
Tax-free, man.
Yeah, I could. The trouble with that is
what? You look, you drink. You would just go back to drinking more. You don't want to do that, but you would.
No, I don't. But the trouble is that when you sleep, you dream, and then you dream that you smoked weed, and you while you are dreaming, you are disappointed in yourself for losing $1 million.
Oh, yeah, because if you don't
I've had that happen.
Yeah, if you don't smoke pot, then you dream.
Yeah, you dream, and you dream about smoking weed, and then you have lost whatever bet.
But you haven't. You dreamt about it. You didn't actually smoke it.
That's not the point. For those few minutes, that's what you feel.
You think that you violated that.
So you have to go through that, but then I guess when you go through that a few times, you still get your million
And we're
dollars.
Talking about Gordon losing more than $1 million. He lost hundreds of millions of dollars he could have had.
Probably.
If he'd stayed in the league.
If he'd have stayed on the pace that he was that first year, he'd be one of the highest paid
Why do the Chiefs,
the
I realize a lot of teams do that, why do the Chiefs just swing wildly at horrible people? They really do. I mean, they have a habit of that for
some
reason.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
There are some...
Because they've seen the Raiders do it.
No, but there are some people out there that... I remember the original one was Bam Morris played for the Steelers. He got caught with like 40 pounds of weed in his trunk. Steelers cut him. I'm not defending the Steelers saying they're the best ever. I'm sure they've had some thugs too. But they cut him, and like a month later, the Chiefs picked him up. But they've always been that way.
But I don't think Josh Gordon ever got caught with 40 pounds of weed.
No, but he's a bad...
Can't stop smoking it. I don't think he was a dealer or anything.
No, but he's a risk. He's going to be cut.
But they signed Le'Veon Bell
last year. They signed... Tyreek Hill do to his kid?
Well, Tyreek Hill...
What did he do to his kid?
They said he broke his arm.
There you go.
Yeah. But then, like, now the reasoning they give now is that Andy Reid believes in second chances.
It's
like Michael Vick was on the coaching staff.
Right.
But then there's, they also want to win.
Right. I get that.
My son yesterday.
But you can win in the NFL without thugs.
Oh, yeah.
In the NFL, you
character
can.
Character guy.
In college, you need a thug.
You can limit the number of head cases on your team.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a fine line between when it's too many.
Right.
My son, when they announced that Gordon was on the team.
If everybody's on their second chance or third chance.
Oh, I believe second chance.
Somebody's got to be like the solid leadership.
Yeah, I believe second chance, of course.
Yeah, but Gordon's on his ninth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my son's aware. I mean, he's 13. He's like, they signed Josh Gordon. Got another criminal.
Just win, baby.
Hey, he's just a pothead. He didn't break his kid's arm.
No.
I'm not even throwing him in that same
No,
pile.
He's not. You're right. He's a pothead.
I don't know what kind of standards they have there because Kareem Hunt, they let him go, but that was more about him lying to them about what happened than the actual incident.
Well, and there was video of him doing that. Too.
Yeah.
That didn't help.
And then remember the guy that killed his wife? Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have to cut him.
No, he cut himself.
He did.
Yeah.
I see people on Twitter. It was like people are going crazy because the Chiefs have lost two games. Yeah. Or they're people like, you wouldn't have survived the 2000s as a Chiefs fan.
No, hell, you would not have.
They won.
You can lose
the losses
games.
Alone, let alone like murders in the parking lot, murder, suicide. It was a mess.
Editorial. The opinion of the Des Moines Register's editorial board.
That's a paper record in Iowa.
They say at the Des Moines Register editorial board, Iowa should swiftly permit wider medicinal and recreational use of the marijuana with reasonable restrictions such as barring purchase and use by minors.
Take into account that they have a dumb governor?
Yeah, Kim Reynolds is a dumbass.
Dumb governor.
And you're about to re-elect a 90-year-old guy, basically, as a senator. Not that he's a state guy, but he also represents. He's against
the Des Moines Register's editorial board says Iowans and their local and state elected officials should pressure Congress to relax federal law on marijuana.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, but in order for that to happen, you've got to vote out the dumb governors and the dumb people who are in your state capital.
You're not going
to
do that.
Yeah.
We got one over here, Iowa.
Yeah, we do.
And South Dakota, she's horrible too.
And we got a unicameral full of dummies.
Right.
The criminal justice system, they say, disproportionately punishes black Iowans more than others for marijuana.
Yes,
this
it
has
does.
Been established over and over, according to the
so
Des Moines
you can't
Register.
Say,
That's a
hey,
fact.
Kim Reynolds, I just voted for you, so give me some weed. That's not how it works.
Yeah, we're conservative.
You get rid
we're
of that woman
here in the Midwest.
And you bring someone in who has the same mindset
as you. We're conservative here in the Midwest.
You can do that.
The Des Moines Register's editorial board goes on to say that Iowa state lawmakers have cited reasonable concerns about impaired driving, but states that allow widespread use have hardly experienced a catastrophe on the roads, and advocacy and criminal laws have long been considered the appropriate course for discouraging drunken driving.
These facts get in their way, don't they?
Iowa lawmakers ought to at least revise the law. They ought to at least revise the law that allows a conviction for impaired driving if any evidence of marijuana is found in a driver's body.
So
it might have been
Iowa.
Consumed days or weeks earlier. The driver might not be impaired. Neither is it a offense. That has to change. So does the medical marijuana program. About 5,000 Iowans enrolled and able to travel to one of five dispensaries with to get stuff with no more than 3% THC to treat one of 14 mostly strictly defined ailments. All those numbers are too small, they say.
What crap?
What, 3%?
3%?
3%.
Is that 2%?
What's regular weed?
That's garbage. The stuff you buy now is most about 20% THC.
15 to 20.
3%, man. That's, you'd be smoking a lot to get high on that.
They say... At the Des Moines Register, the editorial board says Iowa can be more like Colorado They say that Iowa can be more like Colorado or Illinois, and the sky will not fall.
Nope. Illinois is a perfect example. Illinois.
Come on, Iowa.
It's right there.
Your neighbors are counting on
you.
Police could have more time for other work and one fewer excuse for unnecessary traffic stops and arrests.
Because I guarantee you, we got people that listen in Idaho now.
Yes,
and I'm sure they make a run over to Washington on a regular basis.
Exactly.
Even down in Boise, it's not too far to get to Oregon to purchase your legal weed.
Omaha is on the border.
Do they
say that? They're heading over for weed.
They say anything in there about the S-load of tax money, too?
Yeah.
They say that the Iowa state leaders would show that they can respond to evidence. And public opinion on a complicated issue and move the state in the right direction.
The hippies smoke the weed.
But you got to have the right people in charge, and that means voting for the right people.
People that can respond to evidence.
Yeah.
You can't vote in these hardcore Republicans. Kim Reynolds, Ricketts.
Not if you want weed.
They're going to toe that line. If weed is important to you.
Our dumbass guy says it kills you.
And your children.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Kim Reynolds, she's horrible.
800 tons in 3 hours. It could kill you. But we think it's the smoke.
But $1 million, tax-free, no weed for a year.
Yeah, let's start the clock.
Yep.
I would want one. You know, start tomorrow.
You want one more day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't just spring it on me.
I remember that. My first full-time job in radio, actually my second full-time job in radio, I got this job. I was really desperate for a gig when I was younger. And I got this job, and it was going to be overnights at a rock station. I'm thinking, wow, this is cool. I got my job. I'm 22, 23, I forget. And I'm in the interview, and I'm thinking, oh, great. He's hiring me. I'm going to go out and party night with my boys, celebrate me getting a job. And he goes, yeah, you got to start tonight at midnight. And I'm thinking, and I literally thought, at that point, could I have tonight off to celebrate my job?
But, can I get the first day off?
Exactly. But that's what you're thinking right there about the weed. I need one more day to get high, you know.
I'll be clear out the house.
Of course, I realized at that point, no, I better come to work tonight since my job is being offered to me today, you know. But I was really bummed out. And I really wanted to do the job. I'm like, I want one more night where I can just have a good time, celebrate my new job. So, yeah, Nick.
Yeah, because you don't want to celebrate dollars, it 3 days in.
$1 million from right now.
Well, you'd still have to say yes.
September 28th.
Can we make it start Monday? I got a big weekend coming up.
All right. Good point. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.